the metal things around them, you know, to make them real substantial, to hold the, that weight, you know, because there's a lot of weight in a keg of nails.
What did they used to carry clothes around in when they had to go somewhere, or things, shopping things they'd carry, or what?
Well, when they go in shopping, they get bags or something from the stores, but not like they get now. You go to see, they give them boxes to bring things back in. And usually, when we went, of course, the only place we had to shop was Greenville, Vicksburg, to do, you know, for nice, real nice things.
Yes, ma'am.
And we'd go to Greenville on the train, and we'd go to one of the main stores and do most of our shopping. Then they'd put it all in one, you know, one box, as much as they could. If it was too much for one, it, you know, we'd have several.
Did you carry your boxes?
You had to. Unless you had, they, some of the stores had driven them to the train now. They would do that. But that was extra charge, and I know many a time we've had it done because it was so large.
What I was talking about was, well, when you gave the dirty clothes to the maid, you put them in a what?
Oh, we had clothes, sacks, hampers, and things like that, that we had kept them in.
Hamper, that's a type of a basket?
Yeah, right. It wasn't a regular hamper that you have now. It was a big, you've seen these big things that they make it of strips of wood. You find them in some of them that tall. And that's what we used for clothes hampers, for dirty clothes at that time, because you couldn't get the things with the tops on them. And you could buy those with real nice ones. I mean, with strips about this wide, then they'd have the strips around them, you see, to make them strong.
Yes, ma'am. When you were going to carry your clothes out to the line, you carry them out in a...
a basket.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, regular.
Now, in the top of a bottle, you put a
cork.
Uh-huh. Now, what were some of the tools that, say, your father had around the store around, you know, where he worked? Some of the things that he would have around was, you mentioned he had a wheelbarrow. He'd take nails and he took nails and.
He had. Well, he had
rope with him.
He had a shop, you know, at that time. They had it he'd keep most of those things in the shop, keep his nails, and they had to have an anvil in there, you know, and they had to have things. They had to have trimmed the mules and the horses' feet. They had to be prepared for that, you see.
What part of the feet would they trim, though?
The hooves.
Uh-huh.
They'd get long, you see, if you didn't trim them. You had to keep them trimmed.
Trim each?
Yeah, and he'd have a regular day, be a rainy day set aside for that, to trim each one.
Each what?
Each foot, each mule, a horse.
A hoof?
Yeah, the hoof, that's right.
Huh? Did...
And he kept put the trim manes on the horses, you know. He kept shears for that.
Yes, ma'am. He would drive nails with them.
A hammer. He had hammers, of course, for that.
Yeah. When he cut wood, what'd you call those things that he would lay the wood across?
Horse.
Yeah.
Put it across there, and they sawed the wood on that. Of course, they did, but the hand saw for years, and then they got the electric saw.
Yeah.
And it had to be a little bit stronger for that.
Do you remember the, Ms. Lee, the type of things about a wagon? Any parts of the wagon, like?
The body, the wheels.
Okay, what would run down?
And the tongue, axles.
And the buggy had what?
Well,